You are listening to an exclusive podcast on Money Control.
Investor sentiments are tied up to virtually every conceivable factor, from global crude oil prices to results of impending elections. On the 3rd of December, Indian Express reported that the strength of the Sensex and Nifty had ended flat over weak rupee and macro data. Macroeconomic data, as you know, is based on the examination of factors like inflation, price levels, rate of growth, national income, gross domestic product, that's GDP, and more. And this week, many news sources have also cited IANS to report that after opening over 200 points higher over signs of easing US-China trade tensions, rise in global crude oil prices, domestic factors, including disappointing macroeconomic data and uncertainty over state elections in Rajasthan, have weighed investor sentiments. Also, ahead of the OPEC meeting on the 6th of December, the crude oil prices surged on expectations of supply cuts by the oil cartel. On this Digging Deeper with Money Control, we will try and understand the impact of the OPEC summit on Indian economy, but basic questions first. What exactly is the OPEC all about and how the meeting is going to affect India? My name is Rakesh. You're listening to Digging Deeper with Money Control.
The Deep Dive podcast series.
OPEC meeting and its impact on the Indian economy.
So, first things first, what exactly is the OPEC all about? OPEC is the Organization of the Petroleum Exporting Countries, and it is an intergovernmental organization of 15 nations, founded in 1960 in Baghdad by the first five members, that is Iran, Iraq, Kuwait, Saudi Arabia, and Venezuela. It's headquartered in Vienna, in Austria, since 1965. The 15 countries account for an estimated 44% of global oil production and 81.5% of the world's proven oil reserves. No wonder then that OPEC wields a powerful influence on global prices and, by default, on global economies. What can we expect from the OPEC summit? The Guardian says that the cartel, which meets on December 6th, could cut over 500,000 barrels a day to reflect forecasts for a slowing global economy. However, this time there is more at stake than just oil prices. The politics over the murder of a journalist, that is Jamal Khashoggi, will shadow the proceedings, and Brian Youngberg, an energy analyst for Edward Jones, tells The Guardian that the murder may have cost the Saudis some leverage on what to cut and how much. And like everything else in the current geopolitical landscape, the oil prices too have been rather unpredictable. Quoting from The Guardian, 2 months ago, things looked very different. US crude prices touched three-year highs at $77 a barrel, and some oil traders were betting that prices could reach triple digits in 2019. Prices are down 30% from there. The global benchmark, which is the Brent crude, also fell about 30% and is hovering near $59. Even in the notoriously volatile energy markets, the price swings were stunning. Mark Lacey, head of commodities and resources at Schroders, says several events caused prices to fall. He added that the oil market is at a critical juncture. Unquote. The politics over oil is a never-ending saga. As the piece informs us, in 2016, OPEC pursued market share rather than price stability, hoping to hurt the fledgling US shale oil industry by flooding an already oversupplied oil market. US and Brent values eventually fell under $30. We quote from The Guardian again, global inventories were finally mopped up this year after OPEC and Russia tempered production, allowing prices to rebound amid increased demand in a stronger global economy. Unquote. Nothing happens, as is obvious by now, in isolation, in economics, and everything impacts everything else, as I said before. So one event that could have a major impact on oil prices globally and on India is the departure of Qatar from OPEC. Qatar announced on Monday that it was walking away from OPEC, supposedly because it wanted to focus on its gas industry rather than on oil, in which it was in any case a small player. Qatar's wealth is mainly derived from its natural gas reserves, and it is the world's largest exporter of liquefied natural gas, that is LNG. The unstated reason for this break, according to many observers, is, however, that the tiny but influential country wants freedom from Saudi control, and the official statement from the country does hint at this, and I quote, "We're not saying we're going to get out of the oil business, but it's controlled by an organization, that is OPEC, managed by a country," unquote. In hindsight, the break seems inevitable because if you recall, on the 5th of June 2017, Saudi Arabia, UAE and Bahrain had cut ties with Qatar and had even directed Qatari citizens to leave within 14 days, even forbidding their citizens from going to or staying in Qatar. Saudi had also sealed Qatar's only land border and closed its ports to Qatari-flagged ships, recalls the Indian Express. But now, let's cut to the present. How will Qatar's departure from OPEC impact global oil prices? Now, Qatar's oil output may not be substantial, but it has historically had an important mediatory role in deal-making. Will its absence have an impact on how far-reaching deals are cut this time? We don't know at the moment. But its position as one of India's oldest LNG suppliers will remain unaffected. However, there are other factors that have impacted oil prices in the recent times, factors that have nothing to do with oil. Like, for example, the politics of sanctions. Donald Trump's sanctions on Iran also have had a waxing and waning impact on oil prices because, like The Guardian says, the White House has had to issue waivers on the Iranian sanctions to key users like China and India, putting extra oil on the market, and then the dynamics started to change. Forecasts for slowing global growth suggested oil demand might soften as well. Traders began to sell their bets for higher prices, and prices tumbled. From too little supply, the global markets were now dealing with a surfeit. The Guardian quotes Derek Laith, who is a global oil and gas tax leader at Ernst & Young, who says that the market was caught off guard, both by the price rise to $80, which led to ideas of even higher prices, and then the decision to allow sanction waivers, causing the whipsaw action. As for the OPEC meet, experts are expecting a cut in the output and are forecasting prices to rebound from current levels. But there are voices of doubt as well. Andrew Slaughter, executive director of the Deloitte Center for Energy Solutions, has told The Guardian that not everyone is convinced OPEC will cut oil prices because prices haven't been down for long enough and the Saudis will want a better handle on future demand. Others also say that OPEC would want to balance oil output in a sustainable way between making money to allow investment and not squeezing consumers. And what will be the impact on the Indian economy, which is the whole point of our podcast today? Despite recent highs and lows in the oil prices, Money Control had reported in recent times that there could be a lasting silver lining for India in all of this. Quoting from that piece, crude oil prices and rupee are two big factors which impact the macros of India. And both, which were acting as a headwind for the economy and markets, have turned into a tailwind so far in the month of November. Brent prices were in an upward trend since June 2007, as it rallied by about 97% from a low of around $44 to a high of almost $87 in the international market. But it has now corrected by about 30% to slip below $60 a barrel to hit a one-year low. Crude oil prices have erased all the gains for this year, and this is a major benefit to India. The report cites a Kotak Securities note that goes on to explain how lower oil prices means lower imported inflation, lower subsidy burden for the government, and lower cost of transporting goods, as also providing a boost to the real disposable income of households. Kotak Securities decisively conclude that lower oil prices support low inflation and high growth. This helps to attract foreign capital flows into India in the debt and equity markets, and hence it is positive for the rupee. It also incentivizes carry trade as real interest rate differential between India and others becomes attractive, which adds fuel to long INR trade. Quoting from that report, carry trade can be done by owning Indian GOI securities or corporate bonds, or even it can be simply selling USD INR long forwards and then rolling it down. In either case, it exerts downward pressure on the American dollar and upward pressure on the rupee. Unquote. Which brings us to the question, what are the factors which are driving crude prices? Money Control contributor and the director of commodity and currency at India Nivesh Commodities, Manoj Jain, went on to say, and I quote, there are a number of factors that are driving crude oil prices in the international market, and we have to analyze both sides of the coin. Looking at the production side, global oil production reached a record level as US crude oil production jumped by almost a quarter this year to a record 11.7 million barrels per day, largely because of a surge in shale output, unquote. Add to the overflow the increased production by Saudi Arabia and Russia, the restoration of supplies from Venezuela and Libya, and it is clear that global supply seems to be higher than the consumption. India's oil import reached the highest recorded level of 5 million barrels a day, and all these factors are key in supporting prices at the moment. Jain also addresses the concern on global consumption growth, down to 1% from 1.3% earlier, Brexit deal and Italy budget issues, and he expects crude oil prices to remain under pressure in the near future on account of all of these issues. He wrote, and I quote, last but not least, the risk premium of Brent crude will also narrow as compared to WTI in the coming weeks as possible geopolitical tensions ease off and could also affect the risk premium of Brent adversely. Any dead cat bounce in the prices towards $66 to $67 will be a great opportunity to go short again in Brent for a possible downside target of $60 to $58, unquote.
The Deep Dive podcast series.
OPEC meeting and its impact on the Indian economy.
But for now, all eyes will be on OPEC. Nothing, however, is certain in either geopolitics or world economics, and markets are anxiously eyeing the forthcoming OPEC meet and its stand on oil production costs. Ravindra Virao of Anand Rathi Commodities also told Money Control that going ahead, crude oil may be extremely volatile as uncertainty prevails over OPEC's stance regarding the recent collapse in prices of crude oil and the steps OPEC would take to counter the fall. He says, and I quote, "Reports say OPEC might cut production by 1 to 1.4 million barrels a day. However, it will be important to see OPEC's actual quantum of production cut. Disagreement remains regarding how many countries would join this production cut. Saudi Arabia has made it clear that it won't cut oil output on its own to stabilize markets. Nigeria has signaled that it may not cut production, while Libya has sought an exemption. Both these countries, that is Nigeria and Libya, did not take part in the previous output cut," unquote. So nothing is a given, and as I said before, geopolitical tension has added to the potential volatility. Quoting from that report, the US stands by Saudi Arabia following the alleged murder of journalist Jamal Khashoggi by Saudi agents. Hence, there is also apprehension that Saudi Arabia may not go in for a large production cut and risk upsetting Donald Trump. Over time, Trump has asked OPEC not to cut production and further lower crude oil prices, unquote. So, a lot hinges on the forthcoming OPEC meeting, including the well-being of markets here in India. Stay with us on Money Control Podcasts as we will update you on what happens there.
This has been a Digging Deeper podcast, and you have been listening to Money Control.